Morning at today's Abba Vavasra, it's Tez Zion. We begin on Tezvav on the base today. We are spending an entire day today learning a little bit, say, for Eov and a lot of Chazal on Eov. We got to this point in time because yesterday we were going over Sifrei Tanakh, 24 Sfarim that made it into Tanakh, 5 Chumash, 8 Navi, 11 Ksuvim. And of the 11 Ksuvim, so one of them is Sefer Eov. The most mysterious of all of the personalities of Tanakh, there are a multitude of opinions that we saw yesterday regarding the identity of Eov. Counted 9 different opinions in the Gemara in terms of when did he live. So we are ranging anywhere from he lived during the time of the Avos to he lived, he had a yeshiva up in Tveria and lived during Bais Sheni. So we are really wide in terms of where he was historically. We also debated yesterday, huh?
Or never lived.
Right, that's correct, that's correct. There's an opinion that says that Lohaya, right, he wasn't Lohaya Velo Nivra, Elamasha. The book, the Sefer, is meant as just by way of a metaphor. And then, also another basic issue which the Gemara grappled with yesterday is, was he Jewish or was he not Jewish? And there are opinions that he was not Jewish. So, okay. All this brings us to where we are at this point in time. We are starting about two-thirds of the way down on the daf. We're starting with the words Amar Rav Yochanan. Amar Rav Yochanan, it is... first one's line is Zaniva Mecha, and then this is where we left off yesterday. I'm Rav Yochanan Doshal Eov Shatupet Zimahaya. So the generation of Eov was unfortunately very lascivious. Shenamar Hena Tem Kuchem Chazisem V'Lamazeh Hevel Tachbulu. Okay, so we're going to be citing numerous pesukim, obviously. So the pasuk from Eov uses the word chazisem, nuksiv, and it says in Shir Hashim, shuvi shuvi hishulamis, shuvi shuvi v'nechazebach. So in the context of Shir Hashim, so that's meant as a provocative statement. So the Gemara says, and you see the word chazeh is to see, but to see in a lascivious way. So Ema b'nevuas techsiv chazon Yishayo ben Amos. The Gemara says, okay, but the word chazon also speaks about nevuah and a vision. The opening pasuk of Sefer Yishayo is chazon. So imkain lamazeh. Imkain lamazeh havalta habel lamali. So the Gemara says, okay, that's true, but if you look at the context in the pasuk in Eov, it's hevel ta'avelu. Hevel ta'avelu gives the impression that it's not a good vision. It's a vain vision. It's a vision you shouldn't be having. The Gemara here quotes also that during the time of the Shoftim, so which is again the opening pasuk of Sefer Shoftim. So I'm sorry, the opening pasuk of Sefer Rus. So the description of the time period of the Shoftim, people judge their judges. And the Shoftim were not exactly the most scrupulous of people, and they were not serving as the best role models. And whenever they gave Musar, so then you turned around and you said, well, that's funny, you're giving me Musar and that, why don't you take care of the following? And they just simply turned around and gave the leaders Musar as well. Amr lo kasbecha yalasigim amor lo sav'ech mahu b'mayim. So again, more to this idea, the pasuk Gemara quotes the pasuk in the beginning of Yishayo, that your money is like sigim. So amar lo sav'ech mahu b'mayim, that your wine is really diluted. Again, this idea that we turn to the leaders and we said to them, you know, you're not really wine. You're just diluted. Amar Shua bar Nachman amar Yochanan kol amar machshava isha ha'isayinu ela toa. Okay, the machshava. Machshava we mentioned briefly yesterday. Right, we would have said a queen who was at the time of Shlomo Melech, but don't say queen. Now, the Gemara says that's not correct, which means that there is some who are of the thought or of the opinion that that's the correct way to understand it's a she, but it's not. And my Malchusha Shiva, Malchusa de Shiva. Malchus over here, in the Malkat over here does not mean queen, it means the kingdom of. Okay, and here we go. Okay, from this point going forward now, we're going to basically take us through Sefer Iyov. Okay, it's a long Sefer. It's over 40 prakim in the Sefer. We are going to do much like in the first parak of Megillah, where the Gemara basically quotes psukim of Megillah Esther, and darshan's the psukim of Megillah Esther. So we're going to do the same thing over here, and this really will be the entirety of today's daf, where we're going to take us through. We are not going to be as systematic as we were back in Megillah. In Megillah, was almost like pasuk by pasuk, about halfway through the Megillah. Then after that, it got sporadic. Over here, it's really going to be highlights, meaning it's going to be a couple psukim in the beginning, a couple psukim at the end. There's obviously a lot of dialogue in Sefer Iyov, and just as a disclaimer, I'm not the person to turn to in terms of someone who knows Sefer Iyov. But I got the basic ideas. Obviously, I prepared. But it's going to be... the Gemara here is really going to be focusing more on the points that it has to make than on the actual Sefer itself. And so this is the beginning of Sefer Iyov, and we begin. So the Sefer starts off, interestingly, with a dialogue between Satan and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the dialogue goes as follows. Amar lefanu ribono shel olam she'atasi b'chol ha'olam kulo v'lo matzasi ne'aman k'avdecha Avraham. She'amarta lo kum hizalech ba'aretz la'arka la'arechba k'ilecha nenu. So Satan says to Avram, you know, I have to tell you, Avram Avinu, greatest of all time. Nobody was greater than Avram Avinu. No one had the kind of loyalty to you like Avram Avinu. Ve'afilu hachi. And just to make his point, Satan says, you promised Avram Avinu that he was going to get Eretz Yisrael. Ve'afilu hachi b'shash lo matza. Makom l'kbor etzara ad shekana b'dala meo shekel kesev lo hira achar midosecha. And meanwhile, after you promised him Eretz Yisrael, so then his wife dies, and now he has to bury her, and he has to pay outrageous prices to buy a burial plot for his wife on a land that you promised him, and it didn't bother him, it didn't faze him. Okay. Vayomer Hashem LaSatan. Now we're back in the Pesukim in Iyov. Vayomer Hashem LaSatan, Hasamta Libcha El Avdi Iyov Ki Ein Kamo Ba'aretz. So as much as Sutton was touting Avram as being the greatest of all time, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Sutton, have you met Iyov? Meaning there's Iyov. He's phenomenal. So Amar Rav Yochanan Gadol and Amar Iyov Yosef Mimash and Amar Ba'Avraham. And the Gemara now does its comparison shopping, and the Gemara says, you know, by Iyov, the psukim actually are more praiseworthy, more praising than that of Avram. The Ilab Avram ksiv kiata idat ki yare elokim ata. By Avram, it says, now I know you're yare elokim. And meanwhile, the Iyov ksiv, ish tam yasha yare elokim v'sam era. So by Iyov, it says that he is a yare elokim, not ataya dati, now I know. But he was always in a state of yare elokim. And then the Gemara just simply explains the last words of that pasuk we just quoted, my v'sam era, my rabbi Abba, bar shmo, Iyov vatram b'mamona haya menagu shalom nosin chatzi prut. Just as a way of describing how great Iyov was, so he was the one who coined the phrase, pun intended, keep the change, right? Somebody would, you know, he would make a purchase, there'd be some loose change coming back at him, and he would say, keep it. He was a vatran. Okay. To which Satan says to Avram, I'm sorry, Satan says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, no. Iyov is not really that loyal. Now, you did very good for him. He's got money. He's got children. You did great by him. And I'm telling you that if you took those away, his loyalty would be put to the test. And son's predicting that he will not pass the test. Anyone takes money from Iyov will be blessed. Right? He was like a Rebbe. In other words, and he gave Ashirayim, and it was Nisbarech. Umikneil Peres Baaretz, and the Gemara quotes more about Iyov's success. Amar Rav Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Mikneil Shel Iyov Partsu Gadol Shel Olam. His flock was extraordinarily unique. Didn't follow the rules of the world. Minhag Shalom Ze'evim Hargim Ha'izim. Generally speaking, the wolves attack the goats. Mikneil Shel Iyov Izim Hargim Ha'zeh Ze'evim. But his flock, so his goats attack the wolves. Okay. So he was a blessed man. And what Satan was arguing is that his loyalty to you is only because he was so blessed. V'ulam shachna yadcha v'gaba b'chol asher lo im lo apanecha yivarechecha. And so Akash Baruch Hu says to the son, fine, you know what, take it all away from him, and you'll see. they'll still be loyal. Vayamar Shem LaSatan Hinekol Ashalob Yadcha Rak Elav Atishach Yadcha. But there's one proviso. You can't touch him. Okay, in other words, you can take all of his possessions, but you can't touch him, but you'll see, he's going to be loyal. Now his children are eating by the oldest son's house. And the malach is normally is an angel, in this case a messenger, like a malach visiting Avraham. Clearly there is intended parallel between Avram and Eov. So the malach comes and reports the following to Eov. Now the Gemara over here just notes that we're talking about plowing and we're also talking about the animal eating. Now plowing and the growth usually separated by a good amount of time, right? Grains take 6 months to grow. So, but it sounds like it's all happening at once. Amar Rav Yochanan Malamishi Hitima Kadosh Baruch Hu LeIov Me'ein Olam Haba, and Eov got a taste of Olam Haba. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos says that in Olam Haba there's not going to be any time between conception and birth. Everything's instantaneous. Right. Rashi on the top of the Amud. Right. Haravi Yoledes Yachtav Herayom V'Leida B'Yom Echad Hachi Dashlim B'Mesecha Shabbos. So similarly, planting and harvesting, it's all going to happen the same day. And Eov got a taste of Olam Haba. But again, that just sets us up for what's about to happen, because what's about to happen, it's all going to be taken away from him. We're now on the top of Tezayin Amud Aleph, and here we are now in the first parak of Eov, and a description of basically all of his worldly possessions being taken away from him. So a fire breaks out in his in his Eder, in his flock. And then along comes Kastin, a group of Chaldeans, and they take the camels from him. And this news is given in quick succession. And while everybody was eating at your oldest son's house, so a wind blew, knocked down the house, and it collapsed on top of the children. So he lost his possessions, he lost his children. This is all quoting from the Pesukim. And he does Kriya, and he tears out his hair. Now, that has halachic issues. You're not allowed to tear your hair. Okay?
Have you seen that he was Jewish?
We don't know. That's the. I understand. We don't know. I mean, the Gemara yesterday grappled with that question. But his response was loyal and devout. And he says, look, you come into this world naked, and you leave the world naked, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it away, and Yishem Hashem Avarach. So at this point in time, so Hashem was right. Kaviyachol, if I can say that. And so, and despite the fact that his worldly possessions were taken away, now, obviously of interesting note, when I say worldly possessions, I'm also talking about his children as well, and clearly the way the Gemara organizes that information is that also is considered part of his worldly possessions, and I know that's interesting, and I know that's curious, but clearly that's how the Gemara understands it. But b'chol zos lo chata Eov v'lo nasan tefila l'Elokim. And despite all this, Eov didn't sin, and he didn't. Now the word is tefillah daven, but over here in this context, it means he didn't judge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now here we go. Now round two, because now again we're just simply going through the pesukim of the beginning, the first two parakim of Eov, and basically now we're going to have almost a repeat, almost an identical repeat of the conversation between Hashem and Satan regarding Eov. And So again, just a perfect repetition of what we already said. So Satan is telling the Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's Avram Avinu. Nobody's like Avram. And again, in round two of this dialogue, so Hashem says to Satan, yeah, but you know Eov, remember? And now, we don't even have to speculate about Eov. He's already proven that he's loyal. And you tempted me to swallow him up, and he passed the test. Without this pasuk in Eov, we would not be able to say it. And he says, it's like somebody who allowed himself to be seduced, and again, without the pasuk, we could not say this. Kaviyachal, Kadosh Baruch Hu was seduced by Satan to go ahead and to test Eov. In a b'raisa, the b'raisa gives a description of the nature of Satan, where he goes down, he basically entices you to sin. He then goes up to Shemayim. He then tells Shemayim, "Hey, you know what that person did?" He tells on you, and then gets permission, and then takes you into Shema. So all this is part of the MO of Satan. Vayana Satan es Hashem vayomer or baad or v'chol asher leishi tem baad nafsho ulam shalachna yadcha v'ga al atzmo ve'al basaro imlo panecha yivarechacha. So Satan basically says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me add his body, let me start causing him to suffer, and then we'll see if he's loyal. Vayomer Hashem leSatan hino biyadcha ach es nafsho shamor. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu in round two says, fine, you know what, go at it. However, I'm sorry, we'll get to it in just a second. Right, there's a line that's said by parents, which is, it's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. And the Gemara says that's how it was with Satan and Eov. It was more difficult for Satan than it was for Eov. Why? The Gemara gives us a mashal. It's like, you know what? You're allowed to break the barrel, but keep the wine intact. So Satan is basically going to try to hit Eov in his body, but he's got to keep his neshama intact, meaning he can't kill him. Okay. Satan, Yetzirah, Malchus Mavis are all one and the same entity. Who Yetzahara Ksiv Hasam Rak Kolayom Ksiv Hacha Rak Es Nafsho Shamor. I'm sorry, let's skip the parentheses. Rak Elav Al Tishlach Yadcha. Okay, so you see the commonality of language, that Satan is also the Yetzahara. And finally, who Malachim Avis, he's also the Malachim Avis, Ksiv Ach Es Nafsho Shamor, where Hashem's instructions to him was, yeah, but don't take his life, which means Ama B'didei Kaima. And he could have taken his life because he's a Malchum Avos. So the identity of these three entities are really one entity. Amar Rabbi Levi Satanu Penina L'Shem Shamayim Niskavnu. Now the Gemara quotes in the name of Rabbi Levi that Satan's heart was in the right place, much like Penina, when she pestered her co-wife, her heart was in the right place. Satan came into Chayz L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Denad Yadayte Basar Eov Amar Chas V'Shalom Minshalei L'Reach Menusei D'Avraham. Because he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taken by Eov, and he was kept reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hey, look, Eov is good, but he's no Avram Avinu. And he basically wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu to focus on Avram Avinu. Again, to the best of my understanding of all this, meaning, obviously, all this brings about some very serious issues about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and, you know, how he could be distracted, and all this is difficult to understand, admittedly, but present the Gemara as best as I can. Penina dichsiv echasat sarasa gam kaas bavor har ima. And similarly by Penina, meaning she tortured Chana, mentally tortured Chana, but she did so that Chana would daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, you know, to the best of our understanding, so both of them, their hearts were in the right place. Maybe you could question the method, but the hearts were in the right place. Darsha Rav Acher bar Yaakov b'Papunya, and Rav Acher bar Yaakov said this in Papunya, and also Satan Nashke Lakare, and then Satan comes along and hits him right in the legs. Okay. Now, Eov withstood this test, but the Gemara now is going to read the Pesukim critically and be a little bit critical about Eov. I'm rereading the Pesuk. Well, Eov did not sin with his lips, which means that he didn't articulate anything, but the Gemara now reading the Pesuk critically, but he thought it. So Rava makes a comment that he didn't say it, but he thought it. So my the land is given over in the hands of a Rasha who is judging it. Okay. So Amarava Bikeshiov Lafoch Kara Alpia. Rava says that what he wanted to do is he wanted to take the plate and turn it upside down. Obviously a euphemism. Basically, what he was challenging and questioning was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Schar Va'onish. Amalei Abai Lo Dibra Eov Ela Keneged HaSatan. Abai says, no, the subject of the Pasuk was not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather he was saying that regarding Satan. Kitanai, the Gemara points out that this machlokus between Abaye and Rava is also machlokus tanaim as well. Eretz Nina Biyad Rasha, the land is given over to the hands of a Rasha. Rabbi Lazar Omer Bikeshiv Lafoch Kara Pia. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, this is Eo's description of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which obviously that's blasphemy. And Amarlo Rabbi Yeshua Lo Dibra Eov Ela Kalpei Satan. And Rabbi Yeshua says no, he wasn't talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu, he was talking about the Satan. So the machlokas Abai and Rava are paralleling the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar. Hedy, don't ask me who we passing like over here. I don't know. Okay. In other words, but where was Eov and his Ashkafa? Al dascha ki lo ashev ein miyadcha matzil. So now Eov is going to try to justify the behavior, perhaps his own behavior, but also the behavior of anyone who sins. So lo ashev ein miyadcha matzil, right? A person is not going to sin, and nobody can save him. And Amar Rava Bikeshiv Leftoros Kol Olam Kulam Min Adin. Eov wanted to be malamid zchus on anyone who sinned. Amar Lefanav Ribono Shel Olam Barati Shor Parsasav Sedugos Barata Chamor Parsasav Klutos. You know, Hashem, if I can give you a mashal, you created animals that are kosher, and you created animals that are not kosher. Barata Gan Eden, Barata Gehenem, Barata Tzadikim, Barata Rishayim. Mima Akvan Al Yadcha. And what he was arguing is that people are innately good or innately bad, just like animals are inherently kosher, inherently not kosher. And what are you going to do? Meaning, that is their proclivity, and people behave the way you created them. My Adro Lechavre Diyov. So the friends of Eov turned to him and said to him, that's not true. There is no such thing as an inherently bad person. Afata Tafer Yir'eh V'tigra Sicha Lifnei El. And the Gemara understands, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzahara Baruch Lo Torah Tavlin, that there is a way to work on your Yetzahara, and that's of course through Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzahara, but also Kadosh Baruch Hu created the antidote to the Yetzahara, and that's Torah. And Rashi here quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin. I'm reading the Rashi. Hein Tavlin Shima Vatal says Hirur Avera. Torah is the remedy, the spice that is Mevato all your Hirur Avera. Kedamri Ba'ama Im Pagav Chamenu Vazem Ashchela Beis Medrash Im Evenu Nimoa Chilkach. The Gemara Kiddushin says that if the Yetzer Hara really has got a hold of you, you go right to Torah, you learn Torah like it'll melt stone. Hilkach Lava Nusim Ninush Ariachom LaHatzel Atzman. Nobody's in a state of anus. Nobody has an inherent nature to do bad. There is a way for every single person to fight their Yetzirah.
Free will.
Free will. Exactly.
So according to this Gemara, Eov was Jewish.
No, could be. Again, it has to be. Yesterday, the Gemara debated that very issue. I understand your point. But okay. Darush Rava Maidichsev Berech Velved Alay Tavov Alev Amana Arnin. Gemara over here now jumping around Sefer Eov and explaining some of the more difficult psukim. He was berachta oved. He gave blessings to that which was lost. The Gemara is going to explain. Berachta oved alai tavom lamech ayah gozel sadem yisomim. So what Eov would do was he would steal land from orphans, umashbicha, improve the land, umachzir lahen, and return it back to the orphans. Okay. And as far as the widows were concerned, so there was a widow living in the community and nobody wanted to marry her. So what he would do is he would take his name and he would apply to the widow. Rashi offers two pshatim over here. One says Rashi, he would tell people that he was related to her. She's chashav. Or, says Rashi, he would talk her up. Okay. Back to Psukim and Eov. Lo shkol yishakel ka'osev v'huteh b'mazayim yisu yachad. So Eov says, let's put it all on the scale. Meaning, let's take the way I behaved and conducted myself. Let's take the onus that I received and let's put it all on the scale. And let's see, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether or not the onus that I received is commensurate, is equivalent to that which I deserved. So I'm a Rav or Rava, Afra Lepume de Eov. Chavrusa Kapashmaya. Really, at this point in time, it'd be better to put dirt right in the mouth of Eov. He speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if he speaks to a friend. Meaning he's challenging and questioning the Schar Vonish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really, dirt should be put in his mouth. Another statement made by Eov, which is going to elicit the same response. Lo yesh beinenu mochiach yashes yado al shenenu. Right, let's judge between the two of us. Eov says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning it doesn't seem fair. And Amar Rav, Afra Lepurma de Eov, Klum Yeshev Shemechiach Ez Rabo. And again, Rav or Rava say, dirt should go into the mouth of Eov. Right, it's like you're reprimanding your Rebbe. Again, we're just jumping around Pesukim and Eov. We're now in Perek Lamed Aleph. So, Eov says, I didn't look at the Pesula, I didn't look at the virgin. So, Amarava Afra Lepume de Eov Eov, again, listening the same response, right? Dershko in the mouth of Eov, meaning he's touting how great he was in terms of his modesty and his Shmir Seinayim. Eov Bachrinisa, he did not look at other women. Avram, I feel bididei lo istako. And again, the Gemara keeps contrasting Eov and Avraham. Avram didn't even look at his own wife. By Avram, it says now he knows that she's beautiful. So mechlal demikar lo haviyadala, which means previously he did not spend time gazing at his wife. Okay, and again, I also recognizing just very quickly that hashkafically one should be taken by his wife, but. Okay. The
when you looked at her when he married.
Yeah.
No, I did.
Right. That's the Gemara Kedusha. I know. I remember it also. Okay. Kalei Navielechin Yerisha Olo Yale. Okay. But again, back to Eov, back to Pesukim and Eov. So Amar Rava, again, just a difficult pasuk. The Gemara is going to give a drush. Amar Rava mikan shekaver Eov b'tchias ha-meisen. When he says that I'm going to go down to Sheol and I'm not coming up. So basically, he says, oh, there's not going to be Tchias HaMesim. Asher b'sarei yishofen over here, beit pitzi chinam. Amar Rav, Eov b'sa'ara charaf, uv'sa'ara heshivu. So Eov contested HaKadosh Baruch Hu using an analogy of a storm, and Hashem's response to him had to do with a storm, and the Gemara is going to explain. B'sa'ara charaf tichsev, asher b'sa'ara yishofeni. You confused me in a storm. This is Eov's accusation to Hashem. Amar lefanav ribono shel olam shema ruach sa'ara avra lefanecha. Perhaps a big storm went in front of you, and mischav lecha bein Eov leoyev. And perhaps the letters of my name got shuffled around, and instead of Eov, so maybe you got confused, and I became oyev. I became an enemy. Like you're right. How come you're treating me like an enemy? So b'sa'ara shivuhu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response was. No, you're wrong. And I'll give you back an analogy having to do with a storm. And the Gemara goes on to explain. I created many hairs that exit a person's body. And every hair has a hair follicle. That goes down to one source. You cannot have two hairs coming out of one
root. Person's eyes will be diminished. In other words, he will be physiologically challenged if two hairs are coming out of the same root. So, if I'm that careful and precise, do you think I'm really going to shuffle around your name because of a storm that comes up in front of me? Basically, Akash Baruch Hu says to Eov, no. I don't suffer from that kind of confusion. The Gemara is going to make this point now about four more times. It's all going to be the same point. Where Eov challenges Akash Baruch Hu, perhaps you're confused. And Akash Baruch Hu is going to respond in all these different analogies, nope, not confused. So I'll go through this quickly. Kosh Baruch Hu says, you know, I have many drops of water from the cloud. And every drop has a particular track that it's going to go down from heaven down to the earth. And I cannot have two drops going down the same track. The land will get destroyed and fruit will not come out. Every drop has to go down its specific path that was designed for it. So if I can work with that kind of precision, do you really think I'm confused with who you are? Now the word tala that was quoted in the pasuk in Eov is a defus. Now defus is a form, but in this context it's basically like a track in heaven in which the rain is going to go down. Gemara quotes a pasuk from Malachim that speaks to this idea that the tala is a certain track, it's a defus. Okay, third time, the third round. V'derech lechaziz kolos harbei kolos barati ba'avim. I created many thunders in the cloud. V'cholkol v'kol barati lo shvil b'fnei atzmo. Thunder, and perhaps when the Gemara says thunder, it also means lightning over here, has a particular track that it's going to go down. K'desh lo yishtei kolos yotzos mishvil echad. I do not want two thunder lightnings to go down one path. If that were to happen, the world would be destroyed. And again, if I'm working the world with that kind of precision, do you really think I have your name confused? Hayadata, as leidas ya'ali, stela chalal ayelos tishmor. The Gemara is talking about the ya'el, it's a gazelle. Now the nature of this animal is that it is very cruel to its child as it's giving birth to its child. When it comes time for it to birth, so it goes to the top of the mountain, so that it does not want to go through the trouble of having to take care of its young. So basically it's going to expel its child and have it fall off a cliff. And what I do, says Akash Baruch Hu, is I prepare a nesher, eagle, and with its wings I have it catch the baby and then put it back in front of the mother, and at that point in time, then and only then, the mother's going to have rachmanos. Now obviously the eagle's got to have its timing perfect, and Akash Baruch Hu says, and I orchestrate that kind of perfection. So if I can operate time with that kind of perfection, do you really think I have your name confused? Okay, one more time, one more analogy. And obviously, if you're spending more time on the Gemara, you have to understand why the Gemara goes through all these different analogies about a Kaddish Baruch Hu's precision in which he operates the world. Cholal ayalos tishmar ayalazu rachmatzar. The ayala, right, another wild animal, a deer, if you will. So it had a very narrow opening of its womb. B'shashakor lalada enu mazmin la darkon. Sorry. Bishar shekores laledes ani mazmin la darkon shemechisha bebeis arechem umitzrape mi molada. So what I do is I have some sort of animal come and bite it. So basically loosening its loosening of the womb in order the baby can get expelled. V'amalei maktim rega achad omeacha rega achad miyan mesa. So, and it's got, and again, the timing's got to be perfect. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, and I'm good with that because I work with perfection. So, bein regla regla neschalafli, bein iyov lo'iyov neschalafli. And then for a fifth and final time, the Gemara basically says, look, I work with that kind of perfection. I didn't get confused with your name and who you are. Back to the Gemara. Iyov lo bedasi daber v'dvarv lo behisakel. So Iyov was speaking, but not intentionally. He was not thoughtful in his speech. And the Gemara goes on to explain. Skip the parentheses. Amarava mikanshi in adam nispas b'shasaro. When a person is in pain, you really cannot take what he says to heart, because he's not speaking thoughtfully. He's thinking. He's speaking just simply because of the pain. Iyov has three friends come over to give him nechama. My v'yivadu yachdav. Now they all congregated. They all got together, meaning they were living far from one another. And I think this was a little bit before text messaging. Mm-hmm. How did they know to come and to provide comfort to Iyov? So they all came in the same gate. They live very far from each other. 300 parcels away from one another. So the obvious question, how did they know? So how did they know? So they had, if you have girls, you'll understand this. They had friendship bracelets. And right, the Gemara here describes it more like a crown. And okay, don't ask me too much. I only superficially understand this. But basically, with their friendship crowns that they had, so somehow the crown was able to tell any one of them if any one of them is sad. Okay, in pain. Or they planted trees for one another, and when the tree withered, so they knew, apparently they had, each one of them had three trees that they planted, and you know, each one represented a person, right? Right, Adam Eitz Asada. So each one represented a person, and when one of the trees withered, so they knew that one of them was suffering and was having problems. Okay, somehow they knew. And Rava says, you have friends like Iyov, or you have death. Right? The Gemara elsewhere has the expression "O chavrusa omisusa." Right? That's the Gemara in Tanis, right? By Choni Amago. Okay. We are backtracking. We're now in Sefer Bereishis. And a description of a lot of women coming into the world, the population of women. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rivya Bala Olam. Now, with the birth of a lot of women, so Rabbi Yochanan says Rivya, it brings in it brings in population. Kind of obvious, meaning the women are obviously responsible for the creation of people. So, when you have more women, so you're going to have more population. Reish Lakish Amar Meriva Bala Olam. Reish Lakish does not take the positive view, but he says that with more women, you're going to have more fighting. So Amar Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan Ledichada Amar Riviya Bala Olam Imne Malo Nechbulu Benosav Shel Iyov. Now, at the end of Sefer Iyov, so after having lost his children, which we learned in the beginning of the Sefer, which we saw in the beginning of this morning, so at the end of the Sefer, so he has two times as many sons as he had originally, but the same number of daughters. So, if Iyov was going to get a bracha, how come he didn't get more girls? Amarlo nehid de nichbulu b'shemos. Sorry, let me read that better. Amarlo nehid de lo nichbulu b'shemos, aval nichbulu b'yofi. So, quantitatively, the daughters that he had at the end of the sefer, so the same number, but qualitatively, they were more beautiful. Dichsi vayilo shivana banim v'shalosh banos. He had seven sons, three daughters. This is at the end of the Sefer. Perek Membeis. Vayikra Shem Achas Yimim Hashem Hashinis Kitziv Hashem Hashlishis Keren Hafoch. Okay, and the Gemara now is going to explain the names of his three daughters. Yamima Shaisa Doma Liyom. Yamima, she was like daylight. And Kitziah Shaya Recha No Dev. And Kitziah smelled wonderful. And Keren Hafoch Amid Debe Rav Shila Shedoma Lekarna Dekeresh. And the third and final daughter, so she looked like the a type of animal. Rashi describes as min chaya v'kaner mashchirin kemotzeva, and the horn was dark in nature. So she was dark toned, dark skinned. Now in Eretz Yisrael, when they heard how the Talmid Chachamim and Bavel understood the names, they made fun. So Karna Dekeresh Lakutahi. So the horn of this animal doesn't look nice. Meaning it's not a good comparison. It's not positive. So El Amar of Chista Kama Derishka Bimine. So it looked more like carcom, right? Saffron. Shenemar ki tikri b'foch. Okay. Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi Isyalda le'Barta. Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi had a daughter. Hava kachalosh date. With the birth of his daughter, so he was sad. So Amar le'Avua Ravya bala olam. So his father, who was trying to comfort him over the birth of his daughter, says to him, you know, with the birth of a girl, Ravya bala olam, you're gonna have grandchildren. So Amalei Bar Kapar Tanchum Shel Hevel Nichamcha Avucha. So Bar Kapara says to him, to Rabbi Shimon Rebbe, you know, your father gave you Nechama, but it's not that good. Detanya Eif Shel Olam Belo Zchama Velo Nekevos. You know, the world it needs males and females. Ella Ashrei Lamisha Banav Zecharim Oylo Lamisha Banav Nekevos. So fortunate is one who has sons, and unfortunate is the one who has daughters. I saw Meiri. And it's so funny because I've heard the pshat and I never trusted it, but I saw the Meiri. If you read the Gemara carefully, the Gemara says Asher lemisha banav zecharim, arlo misha banav nekevos. It does not say banos nekevos; it says banim nekevos, meaning that when you have sons, your sons should be right. I saw right. Olam below bosim below borsi. And the Gemara says also a similar idea. You know, the world needs fragrance. The world also needs leather and hides. And working the leather smells terrible. Look, the world needs both. And with the right mazel, so you're going to be working in the fragrance, and you're not going to be working with the leather. Kid Tanai. Now, having a girl, good or bad, positive or negative. So we saw Machlokas, we saw Rabbi Shimon Barabi receiving words of comfort, and back and forth. The Gemara says, it's Machlokas Tanayim. V'Hashem Berech Zavram Bakol Mai Bakol Rabbi Meir Omer Shlo Haisa Lo Bas. So Rabbi Meir says, Bakol Min Shlo Haisa Lo Bas. Did not have a daughter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shaisa Lo Bas. Rabbi Yehuda says just the opposite. He did have a daughter. Achim Ramin Baisa Salo Lavram U Bakol Shema. And according to another opinion, he had a daughter, and that was actually her name. Right? When the pasuk says Hashem Berach Zavram Bakol, it means that was the name of his daughter. Rabbi Lazar Modai Amar Itzag Nesaisa Belibo Shel Avram Avinu. He had some sort of astrological stone placed around his neck. Shekol Machim Mizrachim Avram Ashkim LePeschal, where everybody would go to his house in order to basically learn their astrology. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Even Tova Haisa Tuli B'Tzavro Shel Avram Avinu Shekol Chol Aro Sam Yad. He had some sort of a healing stone that he wore around his neck, and people who were sick came in and they were healed. And when he would die, so Kadosh Baruch Hu put it by the sun. I'm Rabbi Hanadami Inshi Idle Yuma Ile Kitsira. And right, once the sun comes out, so people are feeling a lot better. So there's a halacha regarding Bikur Cholim that you shouldn't see them in the early morning. Right, it's as per the Gemara Nedarim, and I heard a pshan. It's complementary to what we just learned right now. Right, if you see a sick person while he's doing well, you know, at a time of day when he's doing well, so you're not going to daven for him. So you want to try to coordinate your visit so. You know, you'll see him suffering, and you'll daven harder. Now, again, we're just explaining what the bracha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham. So we offered a number of pshatim. He didn't have a daughter. He did have a daughter. He had some sort of healing powers. But anyway, the Gemara is going to give other pshatim. Shalom Marad Esav B'yamav. You know, Esav did end up going bad, but not during Avraham's lifetime.
You mentioned it.
Davar Acher.
There was no sickness till.
Yeah. Davar Acher Shasa Yishmael Tshuva Biyamav. Shlomar Ad Esa Biyamav. That Yishmael did Tshuva during his day. Shlomar Ad Esa Biyamav Minan Dechsev Vayevo Esa Minasa Devu Ayev. Esav came in from the field and he was very tired. This is the beginning of Parshas Toldos. Vitano Asa Yam Nifta Avram Avinu. Vasa Yaakov Avinu Tavshel Shadosh Menachem Is Yitzchak Aviv. So we know these Gemaras. This is Rashi and Chumash. So when Esav would came in is because Yaakov was cooking. What was Yaakov cooking? Lentil. And why was he cooking it? Because that was was the avelus that his father was sitting Shiva over the death of his grandfather Avram Avinu. Umaisha shal adash ma marav mishmei derav bar mari ma adash zu ein lo peh af evel ein lo peh. So just like a lentil is round and does not have an opening, a person in mourning is quiet. Vaidon. Davar acher ma adasha zemu gugalas avavils milgalgalas umechazeras abai olam. And another way is just like the lentil is circular, so too death is circular, meaning it's a circle of life. Everybody experiences it. Now the Gemara says, would an egg be a good substitute? Well, it depends. If it's a function of not having an opening, an egg is spherical, does not have an opening. On the other hand, it's not a perfect sphere, not like a lentil. And if the idea is to get the idea of circle of life, so the egg is not going to be a good substitute because of its oblong shape. Amrav Yochanan Chamish Averos Aver Oso Rasha Ba Oso Ayom. Now on the day of Esav's return, so he sinned five times over. Baal Naram Rasa V'Hargas Anefesh V'Kiyah V'Kafar B'Ikar V'Kafar B'Tchias Amesim V'Shat Esa B'Chora. The Gemara quickly enumerates all five. We're going to just quickly run through all five, and then we'll break for today. Baal Naram Rasa K'siv Hachav Yavo Esav Min Esadev K'siv Asam Ki Besadev Matsa. So he violated a married woman. Haragas anefesh ksiv hacha ayev ksiv hasam oy na li ki aifan ashir lo harigim. He killed. 3. Kafar beikar ksiv hacha lama ze li ksiv hasam ze keli va'anveil. The ze is a reference directly to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he denied the existence of Hashem. Kafar betchias amitzin de ksiv hinei anochi alech lamus. Gemara over here just simply quotes the pasuk. I'm going to die, which means that I'm not going to come back. And v'shada b'chora d'chsiv v'yves Esav esa b'chora. Okay. And Esav detested the b'chora. Okay. And so, again, in the context of our Gemara over here, of course all this is bad. The point being is that he only started this behavior after the death of Abraham, and that's Hashem b'rachas Abraham b'kol.